Yesterday was Thanksgiving, and easily one of the biggest things associated with Thanksgiving is food, both in the different types and the amount. Some of the foods we eat at Thanksgiving are somewhat iconic in their ties to the holiday. Foods such as turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, and pumpkin pie. And then there's the amount we consume. For many people, Thanksgiving is one of those few days on the calendar each year when they give themselves a free pass to eat as much as they want, and then some. I guess maybe I should say we instead of they, because for those of you who do perhaps overindulge, well, I'm right in there with you, not standing off to the side. In fact, if you'll remember back to last week's episode, one of the last things I said was, go ahead and overeat just a bit. Knowing full well when I said it, a lot of folks had plans to that effect anyway, myself included. So, we're up to Black Friday, a day that has a lot less meaning across rural areas than it does in the city. And another Thanksgiving is behind us. Even though the leftovers may possibly linger for a few more days, it's time to give thought to confronting that other, far less popular side of the coin. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. I'm talking about losing or managing those pounds you added, we added, yesterday, and probably a few more pounds that were already there before Thanksgiving even started. I personally think it's okay to go a little overboard once in a while, but I also acknowledge something that's pretty obvious to anyone with a working pair of eyes and their heads not stuck in the sand. We're a mighty fat country, and yes, I made sure to say we. According to one reputable website I visited, adult obesity rates have doubled in the last 30 years, from 15 to 30%, while childhood obesity rates have more than tripled. Honestly, it would not surprise me to know that that rate is actually higher than 30% for adults. And the kicker is that obesity isn't a standalone problem, but instead contributes significantly to increased rates of more than 30 other serious diseases. This in turn affects health care, and it's estimated that more than one quarter of healthcare costs are now related to obesity. No, that one day-long meal we all ate yesterday didn't contribute significantly to the problem, but it probably didn't help either. The obesity epidemic in our country is one of its most serious health problems. To that, I would add the following. In addition to the obesity issue, our country has become far too sedentary. We sit way too much and move around way too little. And the fact is, the whole sedentary issue carries with it its own list of health risks, separate and apart from being overweight. Add them together, and you're lighting the fuse for the potential for bad stuff to happen. So what health risks are associated with a lack of physical activity? Let me share a few facts from the Centers for Disease Control, an organization that normally pretty much has its ducks in a row. A lack of physical activity has clearly been shown to be a risk factor for cardiovascular disease and other conditions. Less active, less fit people have a greater risk for developing high blood pressure. Studies indicate that physically active folks are less likely to develop coronary heart disease than those who are inactive, even after the researchers accounted for things like smoking, alcohol use, and diet. Other studies show that a lack of physical activity can contribute to feelings of anxiety and depression. Physical inactivity can also increase the risk of certain types of cancer. Again, these are issues facing people all over the country. It's not a localized Bristol Bay issue. However, I would argue that we in Alaska face an even steeper uphill climb for a number of reasons. People can come up with all manner of issues to not get out and be active, or, in the vernacular that sounds more oppressive, exercise. Up here, it's easy to trot out the fact that in the winter it's usually pretty cold, as well as icy, windy, or snowing. Also, it's awfully dark both before and after work, which is exactly when most folks have available to be active. There are ways to exercise inside, such as with a treadmill or exercise bike, but bulky items can cost more to ship here. And there are additional issues. I have seen different reports that show Alaska is among the worst states in the nation in terms of alcohol and tobacco use. And how, you might ask, do either of those tie to the issue of being too sedentary? While they are both or can be health risks in and of themselves, it's been my observation that most people don't smoke or drink while out jogging or biking, for example. On a more national scale, and Bush, Alaska is certainly a part of this, is the fact that even our working lives are more sedentary. We spend more and more time logged onto computers and sitting at desks as a part of our jobs, and we don't help that out by plopping down in front of our TVs, PCs, or computer gaming systems when we get home. Okay, now for just a bit of debunking to what I just said. It's true that we're sitting around far more than we ever have, be it at work or at home. Heck, I sit way too much at my job at Togiak Refuge. Due to the many job duties that entail using a computer, it's just simply a part of the job, as it is with many of you. And while I don't play computer games at all, I'm certainly a sucker to watch a good football game, whether college or pro. So we are legitimately fighting that. Some of the other stuff, though. If you like to do your exercising outside, the city of Dillingham, for those of us in Dillingham, does a respectable job of keeping the roads and that wonderful bike path cleared in the winter. For those in other villages, I'm not sure what you face, though I suspect most of you can find paths to walk. If you prefer to keep it inside, there can be an initial outlay of cash for an exercise bike or whatever form of equipment you need, though smart shopping can find ways to keep costs down. I frequently see used stuff advertised locally, and for those that shop online, Amazon delivers even the big, heavy stuff with free shipping. As for the cold and the dark, proper clothing and a good headlamp will keep you comfortable and your pathways illuminated. The drinking and smoking are what they are. I'm not knocking anyone for either of those, but please understand the effects they are potentially having on your health, particularly if your lifestyle is fairly sedentary. I don't mean for this episode to be all gloom and doom. Far from it. I truly believe it was perfectly okay to go a bit overboard yesterday. However, it seems to me that people can be a bit more open-minded about making health changes after some of those major holidays when we do overindulge. We're more willing to honestly assess whether or not we have health issues we need to address and at least consider doing something about it. So please take what I'm saying in the spirit of that. Enjoy your Thanksgiving meal. Take a moment to reflect on if you could be in better shape, and at least consider putting together a plan to address it. And if necessary, based on age and shape, visit with your doctor before you start. In closing, I'd like to address two more things. First of all, if you know you could stand to lose a bit of weight, then please know that in me sharing this, I'm very much a pot calling the kettle black. For those of you who don't know me or haven't seen me, yeah, I could stand to lose a few pounds. In fact, I told my doctor that I'd be down 20 or so by just after the first of the year. I am diligently working towards that goal, but I've got a ways to go. I'm finding it to be a lot more difficult to do as I approach 50 than it was when I was half the age I am now. So if you see me and think, wow, what a hypocrite, telling me about losing weight and getting in shape, well, think of it more as though the boat has sunk, we're in the water together, and I'm trying to offer you encouragement as we both try to swim to dry land. The other thing, you've got to have some form of really personal motivation for this to work. That motivation can be whatever you want it to be. Loved ones, fear of dying too soon, whatever the case may be. Because this is a Field Notes episode, let me offer up the following. You will definitely be able to enjoy the outdoor activities you favor at a higher level and for longer by being active and whipping your body into a better level of shape. For me, that's an important consideration. I really enjoy hunting a whole lot. I want to be hunting for a lot of years to come. That's not going to happen if I let things slide, and I'm smart enough to know it. My guess is you do too. I guess I've really kind of intermingled a couple of things here. Losing a few pounds, because statistics say a lot of you could stand to do so, just like me. And putting a higher level of activity into your life, because statistics say you probably sit around too much, whether because of your job, lifestyle, or what have you. There can be a strong correlation between the two, to be sure. If you become active enough, losing a bit of weight will probably follow. Even if you struggle some with that, bear in mind that the CDC also determined that people who are overweight or obese but physically active on a regular basis significantly reduce their risk for disease. So there is that, even if you're not yet having to order newer clothes in a smaller size. Enjoy those holiday meals, but work like a fiend to fight that weight gain the rest of the time. Put in the time on a regular basis to lead an active lifestyle that promotes better health, and don't be complacent about it. The time to do it is now. In the immortal words of that sage philosopher Red Green, remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.